This week, we're hearing from candidates vying for their party's nomination for governor in the upcoming May 15th primary election. I spoke with Lisa Marie, an entrepreneur and children's activist who ran for Congress 2 years ago, but earned about 27% of the vote against Mike Simpson in the Republican primary. Marie garnered about 7% during her 2014 congressional run. First, she unveils her plan to address the estimated 62,000 Idahoans who don't qualify for Medicaid or a health insurance subsidy.
Well, the first thing that we need to do is we have too much money that's being misappropriated. So we have to start from ground zero. And at ground zero, we need to see actually how much money we actually have, because we don't know. And when we talk about misappropriation of funds, most people don't trust our government. And people that can't afford health insurance, there are people that want to stay on health insurance and they want to stay feeding off of the government. And then there are many people that don't want to feed off the government. In the actuality, the only way that we're going to get out of this is the private sector has to step up and be able to help these people on a one-on-one change their financial status.
So we're talking about shifting sort of the responsibility of helping people get health insurance who might be maybe low income, right? They aren't currently able to afford health insurance and really rely on private companies or nonprofits. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we are misappropriating funds, we have no idea where it's going. And so the only way that we can account, just like when we do a budget and you're going to come into a family's house and their budget is a mess, you have to sit down and just say, okay, where is all the money? What is your income? What is your income? And then once we can determine exactly how much money that we have, then we know where that money can go, because everyone needs to be able to have health. And the fact of the matter is we're not focusing on prevention.
Shifting over to education, Idaho ranks 40th in the nation for its low high school graduation rates. How would you tackle that problem when Idaho is already projected to have a shortage of skilled workers over the next few years?
Well, the reality is our whole school system is a failed system. It was failed from the beginning.
In what way?
Well, it's become quite obvious that where we are in school today, a number of these students who actually are the ones that are the, well, you would say the geniuses, the ones that are so outside the box, these young people in school are criticized. And many of them end up committing suicide because they don't have the support that they need. So what I see our school system doing is taking those that are leaders and actually imploding them. Our children are being murdered every day in this country.
Murdered how, though?
We're in population control. We are run by the elite. And the elite don't want our children to be president. They don't want them to be governors. They don't want them to be senators and congressmen.
But so how does that relate to getting more Idaho students to graduate high school?
Because they have to be able to change the laws. They have to be involved in setting their sights and saying, I'm going to be governor. I'm going to be senator. I'm going to be Congress. I can make a difference. Many of these kids actually don't see any future in our government. They don't see any future in our world, because right now, one out of three people have cancer, and we're dealing with 50% who have chronic diseases.
If you are elected governor, since Idaho is growing so quickly, well, what would you do to preserve Idaho's traditions while also embracing its identity as the fastest growing state in the country right now?
Well, the reason why it's the fastest growing state is because it's a very clean state. A lot of people want to come here because there isn't garbage all over the place, because I travel all over the country. The other side to it is you can at least have your kids go from one neighbor's house to another and not get shot. And in my opinion, from the people that I'm talking to when I travel, they like coming here because they like the outdoors and they like the fact that their children can actually ride their bicycle down the street. But we have a planet problem.
But what policies would you adopt to actually preserve Idaho's urban-rural identity?
Laws have to be changed. And the only way—
But which laws?
Well, there's a number of laws, and I can't go through all of them right now because there's too many. But there are laws that have to be changed. There are laws that have to be added. And the fact of the matter is, this world is run by the children, and they don't have a voice because they are not looking at taking on these elected positions. So we're dealing with the same people and the same criminals and the same people that have greed, that take our lands and end up controlling them for money, rather than controlling these lands to make sure that we are doing the right, clean thing.
Since it's such a contested primary with many candidates running for the Republican and Democratic nominations, How would you plan to represent those who might not vote for you if you were to secure that nomination?
You know, here again, I told you that it's very difficult on answering the standard political questions because we are in a dire situation. And so I'm going to go a little outside of that right now. But our country, our nation is in a dire...
Could you stay in it, though?
I'm going to go there. I'll stay in with you. But we are in a dire situation, which means that this state is in a dire situation. And the dire situation that we have is that we have environmental problems that cause problems to our human beings and to our animals.